Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight. This is Creation Lightship Healing. We are live with Ron Amatron. Today is Monday, September 9th, 2013, and we are live on bbsradio.com Station 1. This is the Healing Highway, and we have a great hour show planned for you tonight. Our topic tonight is going to be freedom. So it's very interesting. So if everybody would start thinking about the idea of freedom, what it means to you, maybe what clearings and healings you've done. And I'll be taking questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com and also at the fast chat. If they're short questions, you can just type them in there. If not, email them over and we'll try to get to everybody tonight. Ron, one of the things I know we like to do is have everybody bring up the image of the light being. And if you're new, you can find that on our BBS Radio homepage, bbsradio.com/creationlightship, or on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. It's the large image of the light being, and if you scroll down, you can find it about halfway. Or on Ron's page, if you're on there, you can just click on the image you see over on the right. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can bring that up, everybody, and Ron will charge it up with peace energy for us and our spaces.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we're going to charge up the light beam, bring in peace where you are. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see how that feels for everybody. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that feels great, Ron. And getting back to what I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, our topic tonight is going to be about freedom. Freedom from timelines, freedom from aliens. Maybe you have some physical limitations that are holding you back, or things that happened in your past that you feel are holding you back. So whatever you feel is limiting or preventing you from having freedom, we want to know about that. And also maybe if you've done anything to try to give yourself more freedom in terms of all of the wonderful healings and clearings that Ron offers, let us know that too. And Ron, we do have a couple of questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So perhaps we could start there and then wait for everybody to kind of comment on the freedom idea, if that's all right with you.
Yep, that sounds great.
That's okay.
So we'll get it back over to Elizabeth, and we'll just see what we could do if people sense a freedom issue or, you know, what's, I guess if you don't have freedom, maybe you might feel kind of like imprisoned or like slavery or something, or, you know, that you're stuck in a situation that maybe is enslaving you. I don't know. We'll see what people come up with here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and just wanted to say I did get a couple messages on the fast chat about the volume. I'm not sure if it's just the phone audio or what, but a couple people aren't able to hear on the phone audio. So thanks for letting us know, and hopefully we can see if we can maybe get the volume a little louder for people on the phone. Okay, so the first question was actually one from a couple of shows ago. I guess it was never addressed, but this listener is wondering about a supplement that's being advertised, a nutritional supplement, and I guess it's made from jellyfish protein, and they're wondering if that introduces ET parasites into our systems. And I guess there's another one that has like something from a Venus flytrap in it, and they're wondering if that has plant enzymes similar to silkworms. I'm not sure, but maybe the first one we could talk about.
Yeah, like I've always mentioned, I would not eat anything like those at all. So eating it or taking part of it, breaking it down chemically or something, I would not want to have an alien life form in me that, at least I know that is bad. So I wouldn't recommend that at all. So that's up to you. I don't know. And, you know, after hearing all these programs that we've had, I guess the question is valid for a newbie, but an older person who's been with us, I'm sure that they would feel like they're going to, you know, run and not walk away from that, you know. So remember, it's an alien, you know, parasitic life form that's here. That's what those things are, and that's probably the worst one. That's just on top of your head. So you're bringing in, not only are you bringing in the energy, you're making it physical to come into you. So, you know, what else is it going to do, you know? Back to you.
Yeah, Ron, I would make it a point to pretty much be suspicious of anything that's advertised and is really widely available, because that's generally, I don't know, suspicious just to me, but pretty much anything that you think is going to be this, you know, wonder nutritional supplement generally isn't. I mean, that's not to say there aren't great ones that you can take, but a lot of them, they don't really have, you know, the research that they need to, or, you know, there's, I don't know how that works, but yeah, I would basically approach that one with caution, and I'm sure, like Ron said, it would probably be something you'd want to run, not walk away from. So hopefully that helps. And it's really tricky because, you know, a lot of these things are advertised as being healthy for us, but I would just maybe get on some alternative news sites and really check into these things and, you know, see where they're coming from. And I know a lot of times, too, like ingredients, they don't say exactly what they are, or, you know, you don't, they actually are animal derived, and you don't know that because the ingredients have funny names. So if you're a vegan or anything, you really start to pay attention to all that stuff. So it's, I guess that's kind of how you have to approach your spiritual life too, kind of treat it like you're a vegan. Really start paying attention to labels and hidden advertising and all of those things. So okay, thank you, Ron. And so there's another question here. Someone is asking, how do we get rid of energetic bodies that specifically cause us not to receive our healings that we desperately need? Oh, what must I clear? Oh, okay. I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, well, the first one, naturally, we always talk about is the emotional clearing. And that one, you know, is what gets rid of a lot of your stuff that you're recycling, because we live here, you know, with emotions. And the emotions are what brings forth your next experience, because that gets triggered in you, in your DNA as a situation, and somehow it becomes physical once you kind of shake hands with it. So from there, I guess after the emotional clearing, what you might want to do, you know, since we're talking about freedom here, we want to have freedom of mind control energies. A lot of, you know, clinics on the website that are free to help you out. Everybody probably has their own issue of where they feel they're not in freedom. You know, what's the opposite of freedom? So I'd say probably more like enslavement. So we do have a slavery clearing. And it just depends what you're looking at and how life is affecting you as to what clearing, you know, you need to have, because they're all going to help you. I would definitely do the free one first on the website and kind of go from there and, you know, do the whole lifetime emotional one. If you feel like you're being inundated with stuff that you don't know where it's coming from, maybe the media clearing may help you out, because you very possibly could have subliminal stuff coming through the airwaves or, you know, on your TV. So that's one way you might want to look at that, is what are they doing to you when you're watching a program? You may not know. and may not ever be even disclosed what they're doing. So but the whole thing is, where are you, and what's your situations, what's your problems, and you know, we have a lot of clearings that could help you out to get your freedom back from where you are. So back to you. In fact, the word television is kind of weird, you know? You know, if you, you know, besides, you know, people call it the boob tube, but making you into a booby, I guess, or something, you know, I guess that's an English word, I guess, I don't know. Phrase, I should say. But tell us, so are you being teleported? Are you, you know, are they telling you a vision? Are they, you know, what, television? Kind of a weird word, I think, for what you normally watch, you know, to see movies. I don't know. Just wonder what the what that would be, you know, and how they got that name, television. Any ideas, Elizabeth?
Well, it's interesting, Ron, that you bring that up, because I was just thinking, I was just thinking about that and how people just kind of sit there and watch it and get sucked into it. And I guess it has something to do with the tele, I guess, means like how they get the information to you. Like, and then vision, I guess, is just having to do with your eyes. So I guess it's like getting information in front of your eyes, which is kind of, it's interesting if you think about it in the creation lightship context, because I mean, we know that they, a lot of alien races do a lot of things with our eyes and put a lot of things in our eyes and in front of our eyes to try to get us to do things and control us and take away our freedoms. And I mean, it seems to me like TV does take away a lot of freedom. you kind of forget about everything while you're watching it. So, and you do, I actually have read studies about this where it does, they've done scientific, I guess, brain imaging of people before and after watching television, and it actually resets the light. I don't know necessarily, this was back when they had like the, before they had all the plasma TVs, this is when you had like the CRT, but they did like studies about this and how it would actually affect people's brain waves. It would, you know, slow them down or cause them to loop differently. So it was very interesting. So I don't know if that helps any, but it definitely is, seems like something's up there to me. And then you have to wonder, like, where are they getting this vision from that they're showing you? So it's definitely, if you start to think about it that way, it does seem like that would take away a lot of our freedoms, Ron. And wonder if anybody else has anything to say about that. I mean, we do have that media clearing, which is really helpful. And that one's basically the clearing that you go in and do if you feel, I think it's the name of it is the media courting clearing. And that's the one that you want to go in and do. Like, I know, especially now with September 11th coming up, you're going to start seeing all those same memorial shows and all those different news shows they have on about, you know, that event. So if you feel connected to that, you might want to go in there and crash that, timeline crash that, or you could do the media courting clearing so that you don't feel so emotionally upset by all of those things. But yeah, sorry, Ron, I kind of went off on a tangent there, but
so I guess tele
means like how they would get it to you, I think.
Yeah, so tele, I guess, is something that's like telescope, that you're seeing far away, or...
Yeah, or like teleport.
Yeah, teleport. So, yeah, tele. And then you're seeing something far away, and you're seeing a vision, or seeing something visually. So, something far away. But they didn't talk about the sound in it. So, anyway, I guess they figured that came with it, you know. We already had the radio. So let's go couple on here, and I guess we talked about the military-industrial complexes and the alien ones, any what I deal with and talk about. And that could get one way that you're definitely having your freedom taken away from you that's completely unknown to you as to what they are doing in the underground. So let's do a clearing for that for everybody. So look at yourself, see maybe a situation, maybe you have some kind of body situation going on, and we're kind of looking at this as, are they experimenting with you? So are they experimenting with you from the underground alien military complex? And it could be stated differently, but that's, I'll use the word alien first on it. And these are underground facilities. So here we go, and everybody should know that they exist. You could check out, like Phil Schneider, he got involved with the battle on them and had a lot of the special forces get killed fighting the aliens there as they went down into the tunnels. So I guess the gist of it was what happened at this one time. He was in charge of drilling the underground tunnels in the U.S. here, maybe even elsewhere, you know. We had pictures of Saudi Arabia and stuff on one of his videos. But I guess basically they went down and were drilling, and all of a sudden they came and crossed over into an alien maybe fortress or tunnel or something, and the aliens were there, and I guess it smelled or something, and they brought in forces, and they had battles down there. So you can watch the video so he can tell you about it. But they are here, and then, you know, you have to realize, where do all the missing children and people go? You know, they talk about them like at Walmart. You see a few on the walls there, people that are missing. But, you know, yeah, but there's a lot of them here. So here we go. So think of your problem. One, then release that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So... see, that helped you by having this energy released from you momentarily here. And maybe it helped out. If you did feel some kind of relief, then you may wish to go on and do that clearing. I think it's underground alien. Type it underground, it'll probably show up. But, yeah, the more that we know, the more we realize that, you know, you need a clearing. And there's stuff happening to us beyond our own consciousness and awareness here. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yep, Ron, that's true, and I just typed it into, I did type underground into the search box on the website, and I did find it, and I'm also typing the full name into the fast chat so everybody has it, and I'll put a link in there too. You know, it's funny that we're talking about freedom, because I was just making some notes before the show, and there are so many things that I think affect us in our lives and take away our freedom. And one of the first things that Ron recommends everybody do is that whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first one, kind of the first clearing you want to do. You kind of have to do it before you do all the other ones, because you need freedom from your emotions first. And then I guess if you do the sample healing, which is be here in the now, that is great. And it kind of gets you off whatever emotional timeline you've been kind of abducted onto. Maybe you had some kind of emotional upset at work, or, you know, your kids are driving you nuts and you're about to lose it. but that's a great one to go on and do. And it's one of the samples that Ron offers through creationlightship.com, and it really does help. So you would just do be here in the now however many times you need it. You probably won't need to do it that many times, but maybe if you're having a really bad day, you will. It's just one of those days. And then, Ron, you mentioned earlier, I guess if somebody wants to go deeper, they might want to do the slavery clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and that also goes back through, you know, several generations. That's a really good one. And in addition to the underground one, I thought of maybe people feel like they need financial freedom. They don't have enough money, or they're limited by their finances, and they could probably do the prosperity bundle for that one. Or, I mean, I guess, like, what would they do if they're trying to get more money and they can't like feel like they have financial freedom? What would you recommend for that?
Well, I'd probably first do the self-empowerment clearings that we have up, and there's a bunch of issues in there. So we want to start to clear stuff away from you that's preventing it, okay? So that clearing, the self-empowerment bundle, is what I would first do. And that's, I think, maybe a 5 or 6 week clearing. So get in and do that one first and see where you are after that. And then from there, you may want to do your psychic billboard. And then maybe do the prosperity bundle. But, you know, I would first do the other one first before you go into prosperity, because you may have a bunch of issues that's wrapped up in that. So.
Yeah, self-empowerment seems like it would be a good one to start with.
And then from there, you know, if you have, once you do that and you find a situation, maybe one of those particular words in there which give you a trigger point, you may want to look at that and see if you have a whole lifetime clearing. And if you have a trigger point on a word or something like that, then go in and maybe do the seven generational versions of it to get it more rooted out of you. So, you know, I can just give an example here. I'm going a little sideways, but not a lot. But let's just say that you're afraid to die, or you're afraid of death. Well, if you're afraid of dying, then did that come from this lifetime? Well, you may have seen people die in this lifetime, but it didn't happen to you because you're still living. And if you have a fear of death, then where did it come from, okay? So that means that you're stuck in the dying process in the seven generational area, going back to your ancestors. That's one way to look at it. You know, it's a question for everybody. If you get scared half to death the first time, okay, and then maybe a week later you get scared half to death, that means that you have two deaths, and two halves equal one death. Are you dead? So anyway.
Well, I know a lot of us sometimes feel that way, Ron, and it's interesting because there's some comments on the fast chat about somebody wrote in about all the people going to work being slaves to their jobs, and, you know, slave to laundry, cooking, and cleaning, which is kind of funny. But if you think about it, I mean, and then I just thought of that phrase, like, you're a wage slave. So that could also be, I mean, I'm, in terms of self-empowerment, I would think that if you weren't happy in a job, or if you were feeling like that, that would be a good one for you to do too, right?
Yeah, that's good. But getting back to the word television, you know, you're getting you're being sent far away on a vision. So you created a vision by seeing it.
Oh dear.
That's right. That's the person. You know, everything works. You know, with that, and the Prosperity Jumpstart, in case people are wondering, is $50, and that includes the psychic billboard, and, you know, a whole lifetime poverty clearing. Prosperity is included in it, and, you know, it's a good clearing to do. But the self-empowerment section is very good. So you may want to do the Prosperity Jumpstart, and then you can get into the other one, which is the Prosperity and Self-Empowerment Clearing. So and if you want the deluxe package, then there's more. You get the seven-generation poverty. You feel like, yeah, you know, I just can't make it here, and there's other problems that can happen. I have a whole life victim body, so victims put you into being disempowered. And, you know, having fear for living. And then we got the curses, sexless spell clearing attached to that one. So these are all there to kind of help you. But the main thing is, you know, what are you doing? How are you helping yourself? And you can't think your way out of it because the mind brought you to it. And you can do an affirmation over and over again, and that's just going to maybe clear out one little phase of that. You have to get it out of your body. So you have to have a clearing to get it out. You have many clearings typically because you have probably more than one issue related to one situation that you're dealing with. So if you want to, you know, just get a little insight, just go to the dog bite clearing on the top of the website. But just, you know, one situation of being bit by a dog, and I went through, I think, maybe 20 different scenarios and clearing just to get some relief. So it does go in many, many directions. It may not even be obvious to you, and that's why we have that special bundle up. So I think we want to do the prosperity, you know, jumpstart bundle. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's such a great, great clearing, and I think that curses, hexes, and spells would also be a good one because that's like somebody working against you to try to take away your free will and free choice. So, yeah, you definitely would want to get that one lifted off of you, and you'd probably feel a great deal of relief. And there is also, I should mention, the dark side practitioner, not dark side practitioner, I'm sorry, the 2,000 Years of Darkness barcode removal, which is in the sample, which that would probably be a good one if you are trying to get more freedom in your life. And you can run this one on other people, too. It's really interesting and wonderful for them, and it's great to see what happens after you do that. And I know a lot of our listeners do that one and have had some really good results for their lives. So maybe if you are having issues with money, you could try doing that one and see if that helps too, because I would imagine that they're all connected somehow. And that one is a sample. It's free, so you could try that. And let us know, please, if these do give you any sorts of new freedoms or relief in your lives. We'd love to hear about that. And you can send that over to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I don't know, we're about halfway through the show here, and I know sometimes you like to do samples. Maybe we could do a sample of the blood barcode removal.
Okay, so this could be interesting. People talk about, you know, special bloodlines, I guess blue blood, et cetera, you know.
Oh, interesting, yeah, that's true.
So do you have the money codes in your blood, or did it get taken away? So just an idea there, just to throw something out. So let's do a sample of that here. And here we go. Focus on something that you may want to look at dealing with your blood. And it could be anything. So it may not even relate to money. It could even be an emotion. And the blood is carrying that emotion through you. Maybe you could have a physical illness, and it's telling every cell in your body about that illness because, you know, your illness has that particular energy on it. Let's just say you have a sore throat. Okay, well, you have blood going through your throat. Is your whole body realizing that you have a sore throat? Well, it may not know about your throat, but it does know that something is going on with you. You know, if it was more conscious and it had a label on it, it would probably know, oh, yeah, you know, your toe knows that you have a sore throat. So, and is there a barcode on that making you have a sore throat? So here we go. And we also have a blood and circulatory, you know, system clearing, too, if you want to go a little deeper, too, with many things. But here we go. And that's in the Body Jumpstart Bundle. But let's go into just blood barcode. Here we go. Going to release that. So one, two, think of your little situation. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So, to see if you feel a little more energized by having this part of this barcode maybe released from you. Remember, there's probably a lot of alien tracking barcodes put into your blood so that your body will be kind of numbed out. And then that can also go maybe a little way sideways here, you know, for the robotic clearing too. So back to you. It's interesting how we have all these clearings that can dovetail each other. And you just got to figure out which one you need to start off with first and whether or not you need to go further. But it's interesting, just like that dog bite. So if you haven't heard that particular BBS program, then go on and listen to the dog bite clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Ron, and thanks for all these healings that you give out on the radio shows, too. I know I appreciate them, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do, too. If you want to, and Ron's helped you out with one of these free samples, you can always donate. You can do it through Ron's website. There's a little PayPal button over on the right, or you can do it through the BBS homepage. So that's always really appreciated, especially if you felt some relief from some of these. And I also wanted to say, Ron, I did try looking for that blood barcode clearing, and the only thing I could find was the alien blood barcode. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, so that would be like, I never thought about blue blood in that way, but when you said it, it just made perfect sense. So it does seem like that does have something to do with our, possibly with our prosperity or even with our finances. So I'm going to type that in. The full name of the clearing is the Alien Blood Barcode Removal, and I'll put it into the fast chat for everybody so you guys have the name, and I'll put a link in there too. So thanks, Ron. And it is true. You can pretty much look at all of these things that we're talking about tonight as kind of, you know, chapters or pages in a book. And it's just, you know, how far are you going? It's all part of the same story, but, you know, what page, what chapter are you going to focus on this week or this year or at this point in your life? So it's all part of the same book. So it's your story. And hopefully that you can write some chapters on freedom after you listen to this show tonight and get some new ideas on what direction you want to take on the healing highway. So I also wanted to say that Ron is doing another radio show on a new night, new time after this one, and you can find out more about that on creationlightship.com. You can see over at the right, he has two different radio shows. So if you are tuning into this one, make sure you check out the one following. It's directly after this show. So, and you can access that through creationlightship.com. And also, I'm going to go back to the Yahoo because there were a couple more questions coming in. So thanks, everybody, for sending them. Oh, here's an interesting one, Ron. Somebody had a dream a long time ago where they saw themselves on an alien spaceship. And they were with people that had black clothes and snake symbols and kind of humans dressed in black. And they're wondering, I guess, I don't know if you can answer this, but they're wondering, could these people be a race of superhuman beings? And they're wondering if they were a part of that and maybe what they should do about this dream.
Boy, well, all dreams naturally want to do a timeline crash on. So were you a part of that? Yeah, you were there if you had it in your dream. So you did experience that. If it was a long time ago, you know, I guess the question would be, is it recycling on you? And then another thing is, very possibly it is, because you have memories of it now. So the only reason why you're dealing with the memory of something like that is because it's probably recycling, but it may not be in a dream state. So you're actually probably viewing it over again or having another experience, but it doesn't seem to relate to you like a dream. So if you're thinking of something, then it's going to happen, and that's probably happening to you. So, and, you know, just kind of take note. What you see happening around you and stuff, or even, you know, a strange thought or something about something, then more than likely, you know, you're dealing with that on another timeline. And when you know about that, then you want to have that cleared. That's kind of what we're talking about here. You want to get off of that. So if people do have experiences, maybe they bring up an old dream, or they all of a sudden get keyed. Remember, you get your buttons pushed by something that happened maybe when you were 5 years of age, and now you remember that scene. But why are you remembering that? Well, maybe they just copy and pasted that exact situation on you, or maybe it's a new version of it, and maybe you're older. So, you know, things that do come about, you want to get rid of. It's kind of like pain in your body. You know, you could be sitting, listening to the program here, or doing anything, watching TV. Now, suddenly you get a sharp pain. You go, man, where'd that thing come from? You know, well, what are they doing to you? Okay. You know, are they poking a pin in you, or a syringe or something? Because you had the pain. Is your body going to give you a pain instantly? Probably not. You know? So you have to kind of realize that when you're dealing with some kind of situation, and like you have a pain all of a sudden out of nowhere, and you're not causing it, you're just sitting still, then what's happening? So you might even look at, if you keep getting that reoccurring thought, then, you know, you might want to get rid of that by doing the mind loop clearing. So like we talked earlier about maybe fear of death, if that's coming upon you and you keep thinking about that, or you all of a sudden you start driving your car and you see somebody has the word death on their license plate, and now you're driving by another location and you look out the window and you see a graveyard, and all of a sudden maybe a hearse goes in front of you, well, you're getting close to something like that. That's how I would look at that. You know, you're coming into your realization of an experience. Well, that experience kind of is sort of final. You know, you can't do a rerun on it. Say, oh, forget about this one here. You know, I already died, so I'll bring it back and come back to life again. So you may want to start doing some timeline crashes and try to figure out what's going on. And then by all means, you want to do a death barcode if that happens to be, you know, happening to you. And you can also, you know, look at this as some other situation too. But, you know, like I said, if you get scared to death twice, half to death, two times, are you really dead? You know? So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. I'll do a sample of mind loop clearing here. So, if any of you happen to have this is mind loop one, you happen to have a reoccurring a thought all the time, and we'll just say that you happen to be seeing graveyards and the license plate of death and everything else, or, you know, the skull and crossbones or something, and you wonder, why am I seeing all this stuff, you know? Well, it might be on your doorstep. So we'll do a mind loop clearing, see if that helps you out. So here we go. One, releasing this energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, these things are time-coded in you. Could go off any time in your life. And, you know, maybe you already, you know, got rid of one of them 20 years ago, and now you're having it recycle again. That's what I'm talking about. So here we go. You outlived it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1. Oh, it's heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Elizabeth, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, and I would think that if you had a dream a long time ago and you suddenly wrote in about it or you were reminded of it, that it would probably be important to timeline crash it and maybe also, like Ron suggested, do that mind looping clearing, because it seems like that's something that's recycling for some reason. Even if you just remember it once or twice, it's still that, I guess that would count as a loop. You've already lived it, so why do they keep reminding you of it? Okay. So somebody wrote in and said that the ultimate healing they have received is they know where their spirit is, how to command it to stay with them, and guide and direct them in all they do. This is the most dynamic healing I have received from Ron in the year I have been doing and receiving healings. Thanks, Ron. So that's great. Thanks for letting us know. And that is true, Ron. I mean, I think what a lot of this mind looping and, you know, television and all of these alien blood barcodes and these things do ultimately is, you know, take away our freedoms. And like you said, when you get that sharp pain or whatever, you have some sort of physical limitation that limits you from, you know, living your life to the fullest here, it's very difficult to deal with. And hopefully a lot of these, you can do a lot of these clearings and healings and kind of get a jump on that. But I think I was thinking about what you said earlier too, and it's kind of like you just have to start doing them. And your life does get better, but sometimes it does take a while because a lot of these things are, like Ron was saying, they go back generations after generations. So definitely if you feel something to the effect of like a release tonight, you might want to just take notes. And I always try to take notes during the shows. Excuse me. And ever since you did that last clearing, Ron, my nose has been running and I've been yawning and it's very interesting. So I'm just going to check and see what people are saying on the fast chat. And people are talking about other dreams that they've had. Oh, I know what I was going to say. But one of the things you can do to sort of bring back your spirit energy and bring back your freedoms is to do the mind to heart drop. And you can do that, you know, however often you need to. And also, like this listener wrote in, to command your spirit to stay within your body, and that immediately will hopefully bring some spirit energy back to you. Okay, so, thanks, Cindy, for typing that into the fast chat. Ron advises using the mind to heart drop at least 5 times a day for inner peace. So it's important, and I find that you need to do that when you least remember to, like you are just completely, you almost can't even get the words out. But as soon as you say them, you immediately feel better. So thanks, Ron. And hopefully everybody is doing that often. So that can be a real help. Okay, I'm going back to questions here. And, person has a question about when to do the deceased loved one emotional clearing. Can you only do that after a person dies? They're asking when is the best time to do this healing.
Well, if the person's out of their body a lot, you know, you're looking at the person dying, pretty soon, we'll say maybe within a week or two. So you may want to do that during that time process.
Yeah, that would make sense. I think it is someone's in the process of dying. So,
So what you'd want to do is, you know, you could do it like a week before they're no longer here, and maybe even do it, after they die. Either way would work. You know, if you look at somebody on life support, that emotional body cannot really work in the physical body because the person is all hooked up and they're being supported for life, and they're dysfunctional, we'll say. So you could do it at that time. That would work. But normally it's for people that, have already passed away, and at that point you want to, do it then, so it doesn't hop into you. That's the whole process. You don't want to have yourself be connected with those emotions of that person, and then have that emotional body actually take you over. You know, we talked before about being an entity child, and that's can happen that way too, where entities come into you and your partner, and all of a sudden, voila, the baby's born. And, you know, maybe the grandparents or whoever they were in your genetic line is there saying, whoopee, we are now going to control this body, like having a possessed baby. And now you have two emotional bodies in it. And, you know, they wanted to live here again, maybe after a couple hundred years. And then all of a sudden you wonder, gee, how did that baby have all these talents? This young child can sing really good, you know? Yeah, that, you know, I'm not saying that's what happens. It could be something else going on, completely different. But, you know, all of a sudden you have talents that nobody would even think that you could have at your given age. And that typically is emotional bodies coming in, already knowing what's going on here. And it could also be, you know, aliens bringing stuff in too, into that body, and, you know, sharing the body and bringing forth that information. But, you know, you want to just have your own emotional body. You know, it's going to be hard enough to deal with as you grow up and have it come through with all the emotions that are stored in your DNA that's there to help you. Although, you know, at the end, or throughout your life, is actually one of the major detriments that you have, because the emotional body stores all of your stuff. So you look at it, you go, I don't want to have this. Well, if you didn't have it, you'd be dead. So you have to thank it for doing its work. That's why you want to get it cleaned out so it could be functional again. And, you know, like I say, if you already trashed your emotional body and it's filled full of gunk, then it may go into feelings and maybe some other bodies. So you want to, you know, clean out your emotional body first. So back to you, Elizabeth. Say we have about 2 minutes left here, then we'll close off.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. And I think that if you go to creationlightship.com and it says categories, and you click on current lifetime clearings, those are all like the different bodies that Ron's been talking about. And you may need to clear quite a few of them in order to have more freedom in your life. There's, you know, anger body, fear body, judgment body, infection body. These are just a few of them. Pain body.
Empathic one.
What was that? Empathic body. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, and the sensory one is also good. So if you feel that you pick up stuff a lot, you know, those are some bodies to look at also. But yeah, these bodies are, you know, with you, living with you to protect your physical body. And if you don't clean them out, then that's probably why you're having situations, you know. And look at other people, kind of analyze them, we'll say, and say, gee, if they had this type of clearing, they may have their life changed before their eyes. And that can happen to you, too. But you may look at other people and kind of say, gee, what kind of clearing should this person really have? That'd be some good homework for people.
I love doing that, actually.
Yes.
One of my favorite activities. I do that all the time. Like, if I see people on the train or, you know, even strangers, people that I know, like, what clearings would help this person? So that's your homework, everybody. Let us know. Write down a person and five clearings you think they should have, and then maybe if they're free clearings, you could do them, or if maybe they're a family member, you want to do them for them, and let us know what keyed you into that. I just wanted to say Ron is doing the special 8-hour healing intensives, the conference calls. This Saturday is the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call, September 14th on Saturday. And you can find more about all of these calls at the top of Creation Lightship. They're wonderful. The 8-hour calls are every consecutive Sunday starting September 15th. So that's September 15th, 22nd, and the 29th. And you can find out more about those at creationlightship.com. They're wonderful, and Ron does a lot of water charging, all different kinds of water. He does different rooms on the lightship. And also, I just wanted to mention, Saturday's program was great, and we got a couple of testimonials from the Live on the Lightship program. I don't think I'm going to have time to read all of them, but it said that people really enjoyed and felt the healings intensely. They slept really well. The animal healing room was really incredible. They saw some of the animals, and they said they were really beautiful and amazing. So if you can join us on Saturday nights, that is a really great show, and it's kind of a short version of what Ron does on a lot of the conference calls, the healing intensive. So if you like that, it's Saturday night, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on bbsradio.com. So definitely everybody tune into that, and then hopefully you can join us on the 8-hour intensives. So, Ron, we only have a couple minutes left. This is a really great show, and I didn't get to a few of the questions, but I'm going to forward them to be read on another night, or I can save them for next week. And also, if I miss your question, if you could please resend it. I know a lot of our listeners did that tonight, and I really appreciate it because we get a lot of questions, and they're all on different topics, so it does help not ignoring you. It's just sometimes a little bit difficult to keep track of. So thanks, everybody. Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Are there any maybe last-minute samples you want to do for everybody, or mind-to-heart drop maybe before we wrap up here?
Yeah, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. That sounds good. So this you should be doing yourself. If you're brand new, then you need to command your spirit out loud to bring your thoughts in your head into your heart, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can do it less if you want, but a lot of people like to feel the energy moving. That's why I count from 10. So here we go. So 10, bring your thoughts into your heart where you're in non-judgment, out of duality, and you're going to feel peaceful. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, and we'll see you next VBS program on Wednesday. And we have one starting, another station starting different program in a few minutes here. So thank you. Bye, everybody.